This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And so we welcome Frank Chang to the Annie Frye Show with the Alliance Defending Freedom Legal Counsel, part of this lawsuit against this vaccine mandate. Frank, thank you so much for coming on the show today and giving us your perspective on this important issue.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here.
So I'm reading, some developments that have happened since you have filed this lawsuit. The Daily Wire appears to be the lead plaintiff fighting this Biden vaccine mandate. We see that OSHA has suspended its vaccine mandate. What might this mean for your lawsuit? Is it still a worthy cause? I know, Frank, that so many people are grateful that the Daily Wire is leading this charge. At this point in time, where does the lawsuit stand?
Well, let me begin by saying that it is absolutely still a worthy cause. You know, Americans have very strong and different opinions about what to do with the COVID-19 vaccines. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But what all Americans should really agree on is that what the Biden administration is doing is a blatant and unlawful federal overreach. OSHA does not have the power to do this, and neither does the federal government. And that's why the Daily Wire has taken the lead in being the first plaintiff or petitioner to file a lawsuit in the Sixth Circuit to challenge the unlawful OSHA mandate.
We're speaking with Frank Chang with the Alliance Defending Freedom Legal Counsel. We've had other legal experts on here who have questioned the administration's usage of the Labor Department and the OSHA rules in order to enact this mandate to private businesses across the country. What kind of constitutional overstep do you believe that the Biden administration has taken in trying to enact this mandate?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The Biden administration is trying to commandeer private employers like the Daily Wire to carry out the unlawful vaccine mandate on the employees. I mean, this really crosses the line in terms of so many constitutional limits. There's the issue of whether the federal government, as opposed to state government, can do this. There's an issue of whether Congress could have delegated this authority to a federal agency. There's questions about whether the federal government can force an inactivity into being acted upon, whether that violates the Commerce Clause. There's grave constitutional questions. And that's exactly what the Fifth Circuit held last week, too. The Fifth Circuit found it dubious that this would pass constitutional muster.
We're speaking with Frank Chang right now, part of the lawsuit against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on behalf of the Daily Wire. I heard you mention the Sixth Circuit. We know that it's been in the Fifth Circuit as well. What does your lawsuit on behalf of the Daily Wire mean for other individuals, not necessarily associated, maybe readers and patrons of the Daily Wire, as I am myself? What kind of ripple effect can a lawsuit that the Daily Wire is leading have for other Americans who have similar interests?
The Daily Wire's lawsuit is a very important lawsuit. Like I said, what the Biden administration is trying to do is essentially turn every employer into a vaccine police in this country. And that is going to cover every American who has a job. So what Daily Wire is doing is essentially saying the federal government does not have the authority to do that. And even though the Daily Wire is part of one lawsuit, this is going to have a huge ripple effect. Like you said, this is going to stop OSHA's mandate at its tracks so that this won't go into effect for anybody else. Mm.
So is that the ultimate goal here? That's a pretty lofty expectation that I'm sure that my listeners are hearing and you know, cheering you on through their radio right now. Do you believe that this lawsuit could effectively end the mandate for anybody through this Labor Department and OSHA ruling?
We are confident that the courts will follow the law, and the law is very clear. The federal government does not have the power to do this. And you can just tell from the fact that there were immediate pushback against OSHA. When you see multiple lawsuits being filed all over the country, you see there's a big pushback against this mandate. And that's why we ended up with the lottery, because there were so many lawsuits that the courts have to basically pick one court to be able to manage these cases efficiently. And we are confident that the Sixth Circuit is going to follow the law. And the law is, like I said, is very clear. There are limits to what the government can do.
We're speaking with Frank Chang with the Alliance Defending Freedom Legal Counsel, working alongside the Daily Wire to sue and hopefully end this vaccine mandate through the Biden administration's orders. You know what, right now, what is at stake for businesses who choose not to comply, for employees who choose not to comply with this vaccine mandate? What does the Biden administration levy as a reasonable consequence for not following the administration's orders?
Yeah, thank you. I want your listeners to know, like, just what kind of penalties can follow from here. OSHA's penalty guidelines sets out that per violation, there could be up to $14,000. And given how the OSHA vaccine mandate is written, I mean, there are multiple points at which OSHA could find infractions and impose citations.
Is that on the actual employee or is that on the business?
This would be on the employer. So we're just talking about the employer at this time, just the monetary cost of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to keep in mind the loss of liberty, the loss of freedom, and the Fifth Circuit noted those as well. And importantly, there's also an undermining of the constitutional structure that we have. It's very important that we keep to the federalist system, we keep to the Republican form of government. What OSHA is trying to do is usurping the legislative authority of Congress and also the police power of the state. That alone is an important principle that we have to defend.
Frank, before we let you go, I know that there are many people who are wishing that their employers would fight the way that the Daily Wire company is fighting against this. And it seems as though the benefits towards freedom for Americans across the country could be strongly fortified through what the Daily Wire and this legal team is doing. So if they want to support these efforts, if there is a listener right now who says, you know what, I need to get behind this, is there a way that that support can be levied into the lawsuit so that it can be strengthened?
We'll see how the lawsuit proceeds and what kind of assistance we may need. But we really implore your listeners to keep updated on the progress of the litigation. They can do that by going to either ADF's website or the Daily Wire's website. Mm-hmm. It is very important that everyone gets involved and speaks up so that we can stop this unlawful mandate.
Well, we will encourage our listeners to go to adflegal.org or thedailywire.com and stay apprised of the developments, because this is important. We're grateful, Frank, for your time today as we discuss this important issue, and lots of big news happening this afternoon so far, but I wanted to make sure that we highlight this because it is such a key, important issue for our listeners. Frank, thank you for your time today. We are grateful for it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.